So when you start talking about the Jezebel spirit and all that stuff and the legalism, they come after you every time. They come after you. They've been persecuting me for 30 years. Non-stop. Who are they? It has to be the same people that persecuted Jesus and the prophets. Who persecuted Jesus and the prophets? The Jezebel spirit and the legalist. They're the same. They're one and one. Now, how are the legalist and the Jezebels the same? How can a legalistic preacher be no different than a Jezebel? How is that possible? Well, it's really easy. Jezebel's the energy of the flesh. Jezebel is the energy of the flesh, right? Manipulation and witchcraft. Galatians 5:19. How's a legalist related to Jezebel? Well, a legalist is saying, you got to do this, you got to do this, touch not, taste not, don't go here, don't look at this, don't say this, don't. It's a touch not, taste not, handle not religion. Instead of faith alone and Jesus alone and the new creature, they want you to do something. You better not miss a day of church. You better read your devotional every day at 6 o'clock in the morning before you get up. You know, it's a legalistic thing. They have no peace and they want to bring you into slavery. So Jezebel wants to usurp the authority and use her body to manipulate the authority and Ahab. You know, think about Ahab. Well, I want that orchard or that field or that farm or whatever it was. He's crying like a little girl, you know. I want that field, telling Jezebel, why can't I have that field? Because that field was an inheritance to through the Jewish tradition, that field was an inheritance, you know. And so he cried to Jezebel, he won't sell me that field. He could have rented it from him, you know. Yeah, he was the king. He had enough money. So he goes to Jezebel and cries like a little girl. And she says, what are you talking about? You're the king. Take the field. She didn't understand the traditions back then. Not only did she do that, she had the 450 false prophets, you know. So these false prophets were eunuchs of Jezebel. They were like paid. It's kind of like the media right now. Paid. All your media is like a paid. Like, let's say George Soros. George Soros would be the Jezebel, right? The spoiled rotten Jezebel doesn't care about God or traditions of God or whatever God sets up as a standard, you know. And so George Soros has all these media as his false prophets. The Gentile nation is the Jezebel spirit. And they have all these false prophets. And so anybody who speaks the truth, faith alone, in the finished work of Jesus, they have to attack. They have to defame. They have to talk about. They have to Photoshop. They have to take your email and put it on websites that you would never go to, and it's so funny that they keep doing stupid stuff like that. You just laugh at them. The people who believe it, that's, you don't want to be their friend anyway, because they don't have, you know, when you go to a court of law, there's two parties that go to the court of law, and the judge listens to both sides. And you learn this probably in your 20s or 30s, maybe early 30s, late 20s. You learn that just because somebody says something don't mean it's the truth. Especially if they're attacking a saint. If you're born again saint and you really are born again, you know what I'm talking about. They will persecute you for standing up for faith alone. They will. And if they can't shut you up, shut you down, if they can't find anything, they got to make up lies. And that's what's happening. It's happening. It happened to the prophet. I mean, they cut John the Baptist's head off. They kill the two witnesses when it's time. They persecute anybody that's a has a prophetic message, when you say that, hey, is Wile E. Coyote chasing Roadrunner every day, every moment is the now, the story of the cross is being projected out, everybody's playing the same story, even within your own self, the flesh versus the spirit. I heard Andrew Womack, somebody had a TV on, I heard Andrew Womack today say, look, your flesh is nothing but sin. It has to be faith alone. I don't know what he teaches now, but what he just said is true. Andrew Womack was on, and he said, if you don't understand that, he said, put yourself in the position of God. God is so high and lifted up that we can't even understand him without the Holy Spirit. We don't understand. And he said, it's faith alone. When you start adding works to salvation, it's not real salvation. But then they'll say, well, it's faith without works is dead, blah, blah, blah. Well, who does the work? It's not you. It's Christ in you doing the work. And how does God do the work? He renews your mind. He changes you on the inside. He changes you on the inside. And so you become a butterfly instead of a caterpillar, because the Holy Spirit in you, and you walk above the law, not under the law. You walk above the law. Does the butterfly just open the wings and fly above the law of gravity? Yeah. Is it hard? No. It's not hard. But you look at the caterpillar, and he's got 1,000 legs. He's trying to work hard. He has to climb that mountain, climb that tree. And until he has a metamorphosis, he's under law. Guilt, shame, condemnation, touch not, taste not, handle not, do this, go here, don't do this, don't say this, don't watch this TV show, don't listen to this, you know, don't eat this, don't say this. My point is, the legalistic caterpillar cannot understand the butterfly. Even though the caterpillars are looking up and seeing a butterfly that has been transformed into a creature that flies above the law of gravity, the caterpillar hive doesn't understand the butterfly, even though the butterfly came from the caterpillar. And you notice a butterfly has wings and stuff, but it's still in the core of its body. It still has parts of the caterpillar. So the born-again believers is still walking around in the flesh. The body's still under gravity, but the spirit is above the law of gravity. And so we're above the law. It's a type and shadow. The butterfly transformation, metamorphosis, is a type and shadow of what happens to the born again. And so when you are flying above the law, the legalist, the Jezebel, see Jezebel, why does Jezebel hate boundaries? Why do the narcissistic Jezebels hate boundaries? The reason they hate boundaries is because it's a law. They want to be above the law in the energy of the flesh, which is impossible. And so the energy of the flesh will never rise above the law of gravity or the law of God. But the spirit is automatically transformed, translated above the letter of the law, because the letter killeth, but the spirit gives life. So we're no longer under death, under the flesh, even though we're walking around down here. It's not who we are. And so they can't hear you. And so the caterpillars always have to persecute the butterflies, because they're actually jealous that we're free and happy and all that good stuff.